time for live high school baseball on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Today's live baseball coverage is brought to you by Tom Coffee Softwater, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson Public Schools, Form Energy, Grimes Plumbing, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Omni, Phelps Towing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Kelly Express Marts, Jim Winter Auto, Jackson College, Jennifer Scanlon at the Brokerage House, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, and Industrial Steel Treating. Grab your sunflower seeds and settle in. It's high school baseball here on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Good morning and welcome to today's presentation of high school baseball. Today we bring you coverage of the 2026 Al Glick Classic Baseball Tournament live from Jackson High School. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Thanks for joining me today as we're in for a rainy start to this Saturday of baseball tournament action. Game was originally scheduled to start at 9:30, but with the rain, maybe not as much the rain, but the lightning in the area at around 9 o'clock caused a pushback of the start time. Looks like we should have some more rain in the area for probably the next hour or so. And, I mean, barring any more lightning in the area, looks like we're going to try to get this one in as much as possible. They just went through the ceremonial first pitch, of course, with the Al Glick tournament here today at Jackson. And both teams went through their warm-ups. So first game today is the Jackson Vikings with a 9-23 record coming into today's action, coming in on the heels of a 10-game losing streak. Meanwhile, on the other side is the Jonesville Comets, a 12-13 record coming into today's game. Of course, you have a Division I team in the Jackson Vikings and a Division III team in the Jonesville Comets. So it should be pretty interesting with a large school and a smaller school dynamic. Jackson, of course, out in the field, playing some defense and pitching first with Jonesville going to bat first, which, by the way, even though Jackson is the home team, the true home team, I should say, for this game, the home and away teams for each game is decided by a coin flip. So even though Jackson is actually the host school for this tournament, they are the home team by virtue of that coin flip. So that is why they are pitching first, and Jonesville is hitting first. Today's coverage is brought to you in part by Tom Coffee Softwater and Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As out there, we've got the starting pitcher for the Jackson Vikings, Nate Ellert, out there throwing his warm-up pitches, getting this one ready to go. As I mentioned, probably the next hour or so, looks like there's going to be some rain in the area. There are a couple people in the stands already, but everybody who did make the trip out here to Jay High this morning, of course, has some umbrellas. Everybody thought ahead so far that has made it out here today. I would imagine probably by the time we get going with the second games today, I would imagine at this point, based on the pushback start times with all the games today, going to be around 12:30 to 1 o'clock for the second games, with the winner of this game taking on the winner of Columbia Central and Quincy, with those games being played at East Jackson High School. So we are ready to get underway. Nate Ellert bring out the remainder of his warm-up pitches, and we are ready to go with Carson Cornella stepping into the box, leading off for the Jonesville Comets center fielder, as the first pitch taken high above the zone for ball one. As we go through the Jonesville batting order in the top of the first, here for Jackson High School. Carson Cornello leading off as he takes another high pitch for ball two, 2-0 the count for Cornello. We've also got Marshall Baker in left field. Carson Young, catcher for the top three, due up in this inning. Next pitch is going to be taken low. Low the knees, 3-0 the count for Carson Cornello. Middle three of the order, we've got Maverick Baker, the first baseman. We got Talon Titus, the third baseman, as the fourth pitch is high, goes to the backstop, past the catcher, Brody Curtis. And that's going to be a four-pitch walk for Carson Cornello, leadoff base runner for the Jonesville Comets. We're on first, no outs. Left fielder Marshall Baker standing in. Jonesville looks to strike as we've got a pickoff attempt there at first from Ellert. Cornella able to step back in safely. So middle three of the order for Jonesville. We got Maverick Baker at first, Talon Titus at third, and then the designated hitter, Cordell Tressler. First pitch is going to be low and inside, and meanwhile a stolen base by Carson Cornella in well ahead of a throw of the catcher Curtis. So Jonesville in a good spot here in the top of the first inning. A leadoff walk for Cornella and then a steal. Already runner in scoring position. We've got a swing line drive that's going to slice foul along the third base line as Cornella was trying to steal third on the play, but he's going to have to go back to second with that foul. It's a 1-1 count for Marshall Baker.
8-3-4!
Ellert glances back at second. Next pitch is going to be in the dirt, goes all the way to the backstop, and that's going to move Cornella up to third on the wild pitch. So Nate Ellert with some pressure. Runner on third with nobody out. Jonesville, a great opportunity to strike first to kick off this Al Glick Classic. Still some showers coming in, but as I mentioned, barring any further lightning, looks like we're going to try to tough this one out. We got a swing, fly ball, left center field. This one's going to be ran down by the center fielder Ortiz, and Cornello will run in for the score from third base. A sacrifice fly for Marshall Baker. Jonesville leads Jackson 1-0 at the top of the first inning. That brings in the catcher Carson Young. Trying to keep this thing going. Base is empty with one out now with that run scoring. Winding the pitch. That one floats in on the changeup, and that's going to be in the zone for a called first strike. That's what Nate Ellert needs to do to try to get out of this first inning. Needs to attack that strike zone. Command has been a little bit shaky so far. A lot of balls. Next one, swing and a foul. That one pops up and out of play over the Jonesville dugout along the first base line. And Carson Young falls behind 0-2. O-2 on its way from Ellert. That one's low and inside on the fastball. One ball, two strikes for Carson Young. Sun's starting to peek out just a bit here at Jackson with the rain continuing to pour. A little bit of a sun shower going on as we have a fastball missing above the belt. Two balls, two strikes. Ellert gets his pitch 2-2 on its way. That one misses low and inside, rolls away in the dirt. For Carson Young, 3-2 full counts. Ellert looking for the second out of the inning. Carson Young looking to get Jonesville another base runner. Already up 1-0 after a walk, a steal, a wild pitch, and then a sacrifice fly. Pitch taken, called, strike three on the inside half, and that's the first strikeout of the game for the starting pitcher for J-High, Nate Ellert. two down, bases empty. In the top of the first inning, Jonesville leads 1-0. Stepping in now is the first baseman, Maverick Baker. As we continue the Jonesville batting lineup, bottom three of the order will be the right fielder, Ian Doyle, the shortstop, Cody Drake, and then the second baseman, Lucas Kaiser. First pitch is in the dirt, bounces to the backstop as well. Ball one. Head coach of the Jonesville Comets, Brian Strobel. Next pitch is a swing and a foul. That one shoots off to the Jackson dugout to his left. Nate Ellert, lefty pitcher on the mound for the Vikings against the righty hitter, Maverick Baker, with his 1-1 count. Next pitch, swing way out in front of that one. Baker sitting with a fastball. That one fooling him on the off speed. Way out in front of that one, started to dip just ahead of the plate, just able to make contact, but fouled away. Two strike count. Ellert trying to limit the Jonesville damage to just one run in this inning. Swing and a foul. It's going to be popped alongside in foul territory. Catch is made by Joe Walraven, the Jackson first baseman, and that will retire the side. In at the top of the first inning, Jonesville strikes first 1-0 over Jackson. Bottom of the first is next. You've got the Outlook Classic back in 60 seconds here on WKHM.
Good morning, Jackson. We are Dana Brown and Kim West, the Brokerage House Real Estate Sisters. I'm Dana, and I love connecting people to the community and helping you find where you truly belong. And with Kim making sure every detail is handled, together we bring you the Brokerage House signature experience for both buyers and sellers with expert guidance, strategic marketing, and a plan built just for you. Together, let's make your next move your best move. Brown and West Real Estate Sisters, 100 South Jackson Street, Suite 100 in Jackson, or check us out at our Grass Lake or Lakeside offices.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free 1-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen 1-Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate. Always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Bottom of the first inning here from Jackson High School for the first game of the Outlook Classic 2026. Jonesville leads over Jackson 1-0. Connor Dockery with you here on WKHM. Thanks for hanging out with me on this Saturday morning. Looks like some relief in the rain showers here. Very light drizzle now as the sun's starting to peek through the clouds. Live coverage of the Outlook Classic today, brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, presenting sponsor, and Tom Coffey's Softwater. Of course, with a sacrifice fly and an RBI, brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, from Marshall Baker in that first inning for Jonesville, after Carson Cornella getting on with a leadoff walk. On the mound for the Jonesville Comets, it's Carter Meixner. Leading off for the Vikings is Eric Lopez, the Viking shortstop. Ready to go. We got a right-handed pitcher here for Meixner, pitching from the stretch to the right-handed hitter, Eric Lopez. First pitch bounces in the dirt just ahead of home plate for ball one. Of course, here at J-High, the infield is turf. Outfield is organic grass. 1-0 to Lopez. That one in the dirt again, 2-0. We saw in the top of the first inning, Nate Ellert for the Vikings struggle with his command. Seen that a little bit here with Meixner. 2-0 pitch, that one up and in, way up and in. On the fastball, 3-0 count for Eric Lopez. So J-High potentially going to be starting their first inning at the plate the same way that Jonesville did with a leadoff walk. 3-0 bounces in the dirt, and indeed, we've got the leadoff walk. Eric Lopez now at first with no outs. Got the second baseman, Khalid Shakur, at the plate as we are going through the Jackson batting order here. Lopez at short, Shakur at second. We got Joey Ortiz in the center field batting third. First pitch is low and in for a ball. Meanwhile, stolen base for Eric Lopez. He slides in time. And that's a basically same exact start for Jonesville, just like they did in the top of the first. A walk and then immediately a steal on the first pitch. So Jackson, tying run, is on second base now. Next one, swinging a grounder to third. That one eaten up, throw across the diamond to first. That one is in time, beats the throw. Great play there by the third baseman, Talon Titus, after a little bit of a bobble, saving an error there. But that does move Lopez up to third base, so a productive ground out for Khalid Shakur. Runner on third with one out for the Jackson Vikings with the center fielder Joey Ortiz now at the plate. First pitch, swing and a foul, tapped towards the Jonesville dugout to his right. 0-1 the count. Jonesville leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Right-handed pitcher against left-handed hitter here for Ortiz. Middle of the batting order for the Vikings will be the third baseman, Spencer Bush, first baseman, Joe Walraven, and the catcher, Brady Curtis. Next pitch, big swing and a miss on a low fastball. 0-2 count, took a big cut of that one. Trying to drive in the tying run there at third. Lankster now in the stretch. Next delivery, swing and a tapper foul along the first base line. Rolls to the fence there. A couple more people trickling in, people putting away the umbrellas. As it appears for now, the rain has subsided here at Jackson High School. We try to get these games rolling in after a 30-minute delay with the weather. Pitch bounces in the dirt. On the next delivery, 1-2 the count for Joey Ortiz. Eric Lopez consistently getting a big lead there off of third. You know he wants to come in and tie this thing up. 1-2, bounces in the dirt, goes to the backstop. Lopez hits the gas, and he's in for the score. Wild pitch for Carter Meixner. Brings in the tying run. It's 1-1 here in the bottom of the first. Jackson ties it up with Jonesville. So bases now empty with one out. 2-2 count for the center fielder, Joey Ortiz. Command pretty shaky for both starting pitchers today. Let's get going here in the Outglick Classic. In the stretch, next delivery, that one, ooh, looks like that missed the glove of the catcher, Carson Young, and hit the home plate umpire right in the mask. He's okay, though. Didn't even flinch, really. That's why they wear those things, after all. Runs the count full, 3-2 for Ortiz. Payoff pitch, that one misses high. And it's another walk. Second issued by Carter Meixner in his first three batters. We had a walk, a steal, a ground out, a score and a wild pitch, and now another walk. So runner on first with one out. 1-1 tie here with now Jackson's third baseman, Spencer Bush, at the plate. First pitch. Now the throw for the steal, and not in time again. Both teams very aggressive on the bases. So far, another steal for Jackson and another runner in scoring position. The go-ahead run represented by Joey Ortiz. First pitch misses for a ball. in the stretch, 1-0. That one a check swing, but right down Main Street for Bush. It's a 1-1 count. Mike's there, ready to go in the stretch. Glances at second, winds up, delivers, swing, line drive, base hit. That one just fair along the third base line. Ortiz coming in for the score. Bush coasts in for a stand-up double. Jackson takes the lead 2-1 over Jonesville. RBI brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. From Spencer Bush. First base hit of the game as well for either team. Bush on second with one out still. First baseman Joe Walraven at the plate. First pitch, fastball, misses high. Ball one. It's the bottom three of the Jackson order. 7-8-9, we got the right fielder Jaden Rivera. Pitcher Nate Ellert, as the pitch high goes to the backstop, bounces above the catcher Carson Young, gets away from him, provides more than enough time for Spencer Bush to move up to third base. Now another run for the Vikings just 90 feet away on another wild pitch, looking to add to their now 2-1 lead. Next delivery, that one misses outside for the lefty hitter, Joe Walraven. 3-0 count. Next pitch, that one floats in, gets away from Young again, and another run will score. That was ball four, of course, but with the wild pitch again, bringing in another run. 3-1, Jackson over Jonesville. There's going to be a mound visit here for Carter Meixner, as his command has just not been there in this first inning. All starts with leadoff walks when you're putting yourself in those positions. Where you're putting some extra pressure on yourself, especially early on. Leadoff walks are killer. And Lopez, of course, got on base. Immediately able to steal second, and then a ground out for Khalid Shakur, moving him up to third. And then from there, he scores on a wild pitch. Game is tied. Joey Ortiz walks, steals second. And then Spencer Bush with an RBI double. At that time, making it 2-1 Jackson. And then now off another wild pitch and a walk. We got Joe Walraven on first and Spencer Bush scoring 3-1, and we already have a pitching change here. Coming into the game for the Jonesville Comets. Quick look at their roster right here. It's going to be Coda Strobel. He is warming up now as Carter Meixner relieved after allowing three runs on just one out. Not the start that the Jonesville Comets wanted to start this Al Glick Classic here at Jackson High School. Again, the winner of this first game will be taking on the winner of Columbia Central and Quincy. And then the loser will go over to East Jackson and play the loser of that game, Columbia Central, in Quincy. So Coda Strobel throws out the remainder of his warm-up pitches. He's ready to go with the catcher, Brady Curtis, at the plate. Runner on first, still just one out here in the bottom of the first inning. 3-1 Jackson lead over Jonesville. Wind up in the pitch. That one called strike one. Nice delivery there for Strobel. getting ahead in the count. Next delivery, swing and a grounder. This one goes to third. Titus throw to second in time for the first out. And off to first for the relay in time. Oh, no, they're going to say pull them off the bag. So almost a double play there for Jonesville, but does at least get the first out. So Titus, a nice throw to second to Kaiser for the first out. And then the relay throw to Maverick Baker at first. Pulled him off the bag. Would have been in time for the double play, but instead the inning will continue. There's the second out with now the right fielder Jaden Rivera at the plate. 3-1 Jackson. Strobel with the first delivery. That one a swing and a pop foul. That one goes to his right off the screen. Here at Jay High. Sun now coming out a lot more here. Hopefully the weather is past us. Still a chance for some more weather a little bit later around 11:30 to noon or so. But it looks like the worst of it in terms of lightning is past us. Again, we had that a little bit earlier this morning at around 9, which is what prompted a 30-minute delay. Pitch bounces in the dirt. That's going to be another wild pitch for this Jonesville pitching staff. That's going to advance Curtis up to second base. With two outs, Jackson, chance to add more here. 2-1 count for Rivera. Got a pickoff move at second. Off the bag anyways for the second baseman, Kaiser. Got a chance to make a play there anyways, but did dive in safely. Still a 2-1 count for Jaden Rivera. Next delivery, that one misses away. 3-1 for Rivera. So Carter Meister, before he was relieved, allowed 3 walks and a double. A couple wild pitches in there, and speaking of pitch in the dirt, that's going to be a walk, but oof, looks like that one bounced up and got young in a sensitive area, and he's going to need a moment to walk that one off. Very painful there. And coach for the Comets coming out to have a chat with him. So with that walk, first walk issued in relief for Coda Strobel. Now 4 total walks issued by this Jonesville pitching staff in this first inning. Runners now on first and second with two away. Curtis at second, Rivera at first. Carson Young looks like he's good to go. Just needed a moment there. So the pitcher for Jackson, Nate Ellert, now set to stand in. His first plate appearance of the game. Number 8 in the Jackson order. Always a good sign when you're sending that many hitters to the plate in a single inning. Strobel in the stretch. Quick glance at second. First pitch in there for a strike. Meanwhile, a stolen base attempt by Curtis to third. He is late. Nice throw by Young to gun him down at third. Young to Titus to catch Curtis stealing. And that's going to be the third out. But Jackson strikes with 3 runs on 1 hit, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. Jackson leads 3-1 over the Jonesville Comets. Top of the second inning coming your way next. This is the Al Glick Classic Baseball Tournament presented by Aspen 1 Hour here on WKHM. Back in 60 seconds.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Al Glick Classic from Jackson High School, continuing with Jackson versus Jonesville, now in the top of the second. Connor Docker, if you want WKHM live coverage, high school baseball, brought to you by Grimes Plumbing and Performance Automotive Northwest. Al Glick Classic coverage here, also presented by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. So Jonesville looking to strike back. Top of the first inning, we saw a little bit of shakiness in terms of command from the Jackson pitcher, Nate Ellert. But he was after a leadoff walk, couple wild pitches in there, and then a sack fly from Marshall Baker to score that first run for Jonesville. After that point, he was able to finish the inning strongly with a strikeout and then a pop out to get the last two outs. And then, of course, Jackson able to give him some run support in the bottom of the first inning, plating three runs. So leading off is the third baseman, Talon Titus. The first pitch is actually going to bounce off of home plate, the very front of home plate. It bounces and then up and over the catcher, Brady Curtis. That's going to be ball one. So, of course, in the middle of the order for the Jonesville Comets. Sun now shining here, starting to get some break in the clouds, get some blue sky here as we got a swing and a ground ball. This one going to the shortstop. Lopez throw across the diamond at first in time to Joe Walraven to get the first out of the inning. Base is empty with one out. Jonesville trailing Jackson 3-1 as their designated hitter, Cordell Tressler, at the plate, hitting in this number six spot. Hitting in place of the pitcher at the time, Carter Meixner, who started the game relieved after just one out. First pitch is up and in, bounces off the glove of the catcher, Curtis. It'll be ball one. Lefty pitcher, righty hitter. Next one, swing and a foul, tipped up and out of play behind the backstop. One ball, one strike. It's supposed to be pretty hot today. I imagine with all this moisture we've gotten, going to be even hotter with the extra humidity on the ground here. Pitch bounces in the dirt, does ricochet off of Cordell Tressler. And they are going to give it to him with the hit by pitch. First hit batter of the game for either team. That's going to bring in the right fielder, Ian Doyle, number seven in the Jonesville batting order. Runner on first with one out. Wind up in the pitch for Nate Ellert. Nice delivery on the fastball, called strike one. Ken Jackson trying to break a 10-game losing streak coming into today's action, trying to advance here in the Al Glick Classic. Wind up in the pitch. That one bounces in the dirt, but a good block by Curtis behind home plate, preventing any movement there from Tressler at first base. One ball, one strike. Next delivery, big cut and a miss for Tress, making Doyle. Chris Ware at first. Doyle, big swing and a miss. He falls behind in the count, 1-2. Quick glance at first. Wind the pitch, 1-2. Swing and a bounce. Ooh, that one bounced off of the mound and then hit the umpire there, standing ahead and to the right of second base. And as a result, he's going to rule the play dead, but that is going to still be a base hit for Ian Doyle. Interesting play. You don't really see that happen all the time where an umpire gets hit in a live ball situation like that. But that's actually going to be the first Jonesville hit of the game. So after a hit-by-pitch and a single, Jonesville's got runners on first and second with one down here in the top of the second inning. Trailing Jackson 3-1 with a shortstop, Cody Drake, at the plate for the Comets. Eller in the stretch, winding the first delivery to him. That one gets the edge of the plate, called strike one, but does get away from the catcher, Brady Curtis. That's going to be a pass ball. It's going to advance both base runners up. So two in scoring position for Jonesville. Tying run now at second base. Wind in the pitch, 0-1. Swing and a grounder right to first. That's going to be gloved by Joe Walraven. Steps on the bag himself for the second out, but that is going to score a run. Both base runners advancing. Doyle moves to third. Tressler scores. And it's now 3-2. Jonesville pulls to within one. RBI ground out there for Drake. RBI brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Wine in the pitch, swing and a grounder. This one goes slowly to the shortstop, Shakur. Quick loft over to first in time for out number three. And that will retire the side. Jonesville does pull to within one. They score one run on one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. It's 3-2 Jackson over Jonesville. Back at 60 seconds for the bottom of the second inning. This is the Outlet Classic, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour here on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner, not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here from Jackson High School for live coverage of the 2026 Al Glick Classic, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour. Jackson back at the plate, and first pitch, ground ball right up the middle for the pitcher, Nate Ellert. So that's not a bad way to get going here in the bottom of the second inning for the Jackson Vikings. One pitch and already a base hit, the second hit of the game for the Vikings. Ellert now standing at first, 1-for-1. No outs here, and here's the nine-hole hitter, the left fielder, Kylan Davis. Pickoff move at first from the relief pitcher, Coda Strobel. Now we're able to dive back in safely. So, of course, Carter Meixner, the starting pitcher for Jonesville, relieved after just one out, allowed three runs, three walks. Here's the next pitch, a half-hearted swinging bunt there. That one is missed, and then a pickoff at first afterwards. As good reaction there by the catcher, Carson Young, able to catch Ellert off the bag, sleeping a little bit. And he's going to be picked off. So just like that, nobody on with one out. Good job there by Jonesville defensively as they try to hold this at a one-run deficit, 3-2. Jonesville trailing Jackson. Next pitch up and in. It's going to be 1-1 the count. Live coverage of the Al Glick Classic is brought to you by Wilby Transit Mix, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC. And Phelps Towing. So Coda Strobel since then, since coming in for Meixner to get the last two outs. Able to get a ground out, a walk, and then a caught stealing in there to get the last two outs of that inning. And then evidently here after that initial single, great stuff by his catcher to pick off Ellert off first. Next pitch, showing bunt for Davis. He pulls back, but it's in the zone anyways. For a called second strike, 2-2 count for Davis. Big spot here for Davis. Try to get on base with the top of the order. Working next, a half-hearted swing, foul. That one slowly rolls along the Jonesville dugout to the right side. Still holds it a 2-2 count. Starting to turn into a beautiful day here from Jackson. Hopefully it stays that way. Get in the rest of this tournament uninterrupted. Oh boy, so that one pitch up and in on the 2-2 count. Davis sort of ducking out of the way of it, but then the pitch actually dings off the edge of his bat. So what was going to be a 3-2 full count, instead it's a foul. Next pitch does bounce in the dirt on the fastball, so it does turn into a 3-2 full count anyways for Kylan Davis. That could have been a walk for him right there. Payoff pitch, that one low and outside, and it does result in a walk anyways. Second walk issued in relief for Coda Strobel. Fifth walk issued overall by Jonesville. That brings back the top of the order for the Vikings. Shortstop Eric Lopez. Wine in the pitch. That one called strike one. Main Street right down the middle on the fastball. Runner on first with one out. Jackson leads Jonesville 3-2 here on WKHM. Thanks for hanging out with us. Next swing, a foul tip as Kylan Davis made the move to steal second, but he's going to have to go all the way back to first with that foul pitch in the dirt. 0-2 count for Lopez. Strobel, quick look over his left shoulder, gets in the stretch. Now a pickoff move at first, and diving back in safely is Davis. Another check over at first over his left shoulder. Here's the 0-2 count. Fastball is high, and then with the stolen base there for Davis, started to go to second, but Carson Young not able to pull the trigger. He snagged the ball, but just could not make the exchange from his glove to his hand. That's going to be a steal for Davis. Now Jackson, runner on second with one out. Fastball misses inside. Two balls, two strikes for Eric Lopez. He started the bottom of the first inning with a walk. He then stole second and then advanced to third on a ground out, eventually able to come in for the score on a wild pitch. At that time, tying the game at one. Next pitch misses 3-2, and then we have a swing and a foul tip behind home plate to stay alive in this at-bat. Eric Lopez, 3-2 count. In the stretch once more for Strobel. Payoff again. This way, swing and a tapper, just foul, hugging the first base line. do this thing again. Good stuff by Eric Lopez to really drag out this plate appearance, raising the pitch count of Strobel. So Alglick Classic today, every team guaranteed at least two games, and then of course there will be a championship game. So two teams will be getting three games here. That game will be played right here at Jackson High School. Should be sometime around 3:30, 4 o'clock, I would reckon, given the 30-minute delay here we had for this game. Of course, other locations may have had an even longer delay as the next pitch runs in and drills him in the back. That's a hit batter, first Jonesville hit batter by their pitching staff. So Eric Lopez with a 3-2 full count, a great plate appearance there. Really raised that pitch count for Strobel, forced him to throw a lot of pitches, and eventually gets on base. Here's the second baseman, Khalid Shakur. First pitch is called strike one, top of the zone. And then the throw to get the stealing. Davis at third is going to be wild and in the outfield. He comes in to score. And then meanwhile, a double steal right here for Eric Lopez. Throw to third is wild again. So, Jonesville, some miscues right there. Jackson able to strike again. Another score. This time on an error, 4-2. Jackson leads over Jonesville. First error of the game for either team as well. And now the next pitch is going to be caught in a squeeze right here as diving back in. Lopez at third throws errant in the outfield as he dives back into third, but a good recovery throw by the left fielder. Marshall Baker will hold him at third, preventing another miscue, another error, resulting in a score. It's going to E2, allowing Kylan Davis to score, and that also allowed Eric Lopez to advance all the way to third. As we got a bunt, this one's in play. Throw to first is in time, and this will score Lopez from third. A squeeze, played to perfection by the Vikings, growing their lead to 5-2 over the Jonesville Comets. RBI presented by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning by Khalid Shakur. Bases empty, two outs as Coda Strobel trying to get out of this inning. Center fielder Joey Ortiz at the plate, number 3 in the Jackson order. Pitch in the dirt for ball one. So far, two runs, one hit in the inning, and an error for Jonesville. Line in the pitch, swing it, a line drive. That one's a base hit in the right field, just gets past the second baseman, Lucas Kaiser, and it's a two-out single for Ortiz. Second base hit of the inning, third base hit overall for the Vikings. This brings in the third baseman, Spencer Bush. 1-for-1, had a one-run double back in the first inning. First pitch is a swing and a foul tip as Joey Ortiz trying to steal second there. He's going to have to go back. In the stretch for Strobel. Quick glance over his left shoulder. Makes the first pitch, 0-1, swing and a tapper. This one foul along the third base line, gloved by the third baseman Talon Titus to officially rule the play dead. Ortiz once more running on the pitch. He goes back to first base. 0-2 count, Strobel. Trying to end this inning. Looked like it was off to not that bad of a start, but some of these longer plate appearances by these Vikings hitters. We got a swing and a foul. It initially landed foul before rolling into fair territory, so the home plate umpire making sure to call the play dead immediately. Still an 0-2 count for Spencer Bush. Runner on first with two outs. 5-2 Jackson lead over Jonesville. Game one of the Outlook Classic. Bottom of the second inning. Taps home plate with his bat. Takes a practice swing. Now in the stretch for Strobel. Next pitch swing. Line drive going to left center field. And that's going to be in the gap between the outfielders. This is going to score another Jackson run. And he's going to get the stop sign at second. Bush diving back in safely. That's a one-run double for Spencer Bush. A couple one-run doubles to his name today. RBI presented by Aspen 1 hour, and Jackson's lead grows 6-2 over Jonesville. So Bush at second, still two outs. Now here's the first baseman, Joe Walraven. First pitch, that one gets the zone on the lower outside corner for the lefty hitter. 0-1 count. Back-to-back base hits for the Vikings, continuing to grow this lead. Three runs on three hits in the inning. Next pitch misses low and in. Walraven having to kind of dance his way out of that one, out of getting hit. That one would have been very painful. 2-1 count. Drew a walk in his first AB. Now next pitch misses inside. 3-1. Wine in the pitch. That one misses up and away. Another free pass. Third walk issued by Strobel in relief. Sixth walk overall by Jonesville's pitching staff across he and Meissner. Two on, two out. Bottom of two. Jackson leads 6-2. Two's all over the place with the catcher Brady Curtis at the plate. Took him a minute to get in the box. He had to take off his catching equipment. First pitch, swinging a foul tip behind. Ball's behind 0-1. Curtis reached by way of fielder's choice in the first inning. And then the inning ended with him getting caught stealing as we got a pitch missing inside. Goes to the backstop. Another wild pitch for Jonesville. And both base runners for Jackson moving up. Two in scoring position now with two outs. Both pitchers, Meissner and Strobel for Jonesville, throwing two wild pitches each. In addition to all the walks they've issued, Jackson definitely taking advantage of not only extra base runners, but getting free movement on the base. We got a swing and a line drive. This one drops just ahead of the right fielder, Ian Doyle. And this is going to score another Jackson run with Walraven moving all the way up to third. Runners on the corners with two outs, 7-2 Jackson. RBI brought to you by Aspen 1 hour. One run single for Brady Curtis, the catcher. Bush scoring on the play. First pitch going to be then a check throw at third, in safely. But meanwhile, Curtis able to steal second on that exchange. Two in scoring position again for Jackson. Four runs on four hits in the inning, and with Rivera at the plate, this is all nine in Jackson's batting order, getting a chance with the bat in their hands in this second inning. First pitch misses up and away. 1-0 count. Now another check throw at third. Gets away from the third baseman, Titus. And now coming in for another score, Walraven. That's another error and another score for Jackson. Continuing to pour it on here, just as the rain did before this game started. 8-2 lead over Jonesville. Meanwhile, Curtis staying at second on that last play. Next pitch in there, called strike two. 1-2 count for Jaden Rivera, who drew a walk in his last plate appearance. Next pitch, runs in and gets him. This is the second hit batter of the inning. And now we've clocked it back over for Nate Ellerts. He led off the inning with a single, and here he is at the plate again. First pitch misses high, ball one. So five runs scoring the inning. Jackson leads 8-2 over Jonesville. A pickoff throw faked by Strobel at first. First baseman Maverick Baker wasn't even on the bag, wasn't ready. Runners on first and second with two outs. Been in this situation several times before in this inning. Swing and a foul in the dirt for Ellert. 1-1 count. Jonesville's pitching staff just really struggling with the command for large stretches today. In addition, a lot of great at-bats for Jackson. Long pitch counts. Getting good contact, and they definitely take advantage with some of these defensive and pitching miscues. Another pitch gets up and in. That's called strike two, followed up by a pitch low for ball two. 2-2 count for Nate Ellert. As we got a swing, a grounder, this one up the middle as, oh, bobbled right there by the shortstop, Cody Drake. And then we got an errant throw at third to try to get Curtis off the bag. So some more miscues right there, but not going to result in any further runs. Bases are loaded with two outs. Ellert at first. The umpires are trying to check right here, see if, as a head coach for the Jonesville Comets coming in to see if he did step on the bag to get the force out. He did not. So inning continues. Kylan Davis at the plate, bases loaded, two outs. Showing bunt right here. This is going to hug the first base line, and the pitcher, Coda Strobel, will just get the force out at home and finally end this disastrous defensive and pitching inning for the Jonesville Comets. But Jackson takes advantage in a big way. Five runs, four hits, two Jonesville errors, and three runners left on. Jackson leads 8-2 through two. Top of the third inning is coming up in 60 seconds. This is the Outglit Classic presented by Aspen One Hour here on WKHM.
Dave Ramsey here. You know I teach that the only way to have peace of mind when life happens is to be prepared for emergencies. When it comes to car emergencies, I'm a huge fan of the body shop team at Jim Winter Auto Group. They understand how important peace of mind is to my listeners. With genuine GM parts and a lifetime workmanship warranty, these guys stand behind every job as long as you own your car. They can fix anything, from the minor stuff like dings, dents, and scratches to major wrecks on any brand of vehicle. Jim Winter Auto Group is conveniently located in Jackson near the airport. They offer a free shuttle service, a fleet of late model rental cars, and handle all the issues with your insurance company. Folks, there is a difference in dealerships. That difference is the people and service at Jim Winter Auto Group. Call 517-787-5100 or visit jimwinterautobody.com to schedule an estimate.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Live coverage of the Al Glick Classic here from Jackson High School. Brought to you by Jackson Public Schools, Form Energy, Omni, and County National Bank. Jackson leads Jonesville 8-2 now in the top of the third inning. Connor Dockery with you here on WKHM. Jonesville, they've got some ground to make up right here. Nate Ellert having a very strong two innings for the most part. We've got a line drive base hit in the right center field for Carson Cornelia to lead off the inning on the first pitch for Jonesville. He coasts in for a stand-up double. So he's having a big day at the plate already for the Jonesville Comets. He led off with a walk to get things going in the top of the first inning. Eventually stole a base, score a run. And then now here he is with a double. So 1-2-3 due up in this inning so far. So we've got a swing, we've got a pop to the right side of the infield. And that's going to be in the glove of Khalid Shakur. And then doubling him off at second is Cornelia running to third base. Ill-advised base running right there. It did look like Shakur might have lost that one initially in the sun, but he was able to reach out and get the catch. So a double play, just like that. Base is empty, two outs for the Comets. Now at the plate, it's the catcher, Carson Young. The first pitch from Nate Ellert bounces for ball one. So Jonesville, some miscues here throughout this game. Pitching, defense, and now some base running miscues. Just giving up outs here as we got a swing and a grounder. This one right up the middle, gloved by the shortstop. Thrown to first for the third out. Lopez to Walraven. And Jonesville goes down in order despite the leadoff double by Carson Cornelia. So not able to gain some ground in this inning. Jackson will look to add to their lead in the bottom of the third inning, leading 8-2. This is live coverage of the Alcott Classic here at WKHM. Back in 60 seconds, presented by Aspen 1-Hour.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free 1-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen 1-Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Outlet Classic presented by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Game 1, we're now in the bottom of the third inning. Jackson leading Jonesville 8-2. Leading off is the shortstop, Eric Lopez. As Coda Strobel still on the mound for Jonesville in relief. Got a couple score updates here in the tournament. Columbia Central on top of Quincy 3-1. Again, winner of that game takes on the winner of this game. As the first pitch to Lopez in there for a strike top of the zone. Onstead up 9-0 over Concord as well. Next one, swing and a pop foul out of play. Eric Lopez falls behind 0-2. So in this spot, leading off for Lopez, he's walked and been hit by a pitch. He's also scored two runs and stolen a base. Productive day at the plate so far as the next pitch bounces in the dirt on the changeup for Lopez. One ball, two strikes. Coverage of the Al Glick Classic brought to you by Phelps Towing and Wolverine Seal Coating. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Saturday. A little bit more clouds, but hopefully not much more rain in the forecast. I think the worst of it is definitely behind us. Another pitch misses 2-2 for Lopez. And then another pitch bouncing in the dirt. Command issues plaguing the Jonesville pitching staff today. Full count for Eric Lopez, trying to make it on base for the third time in as many plate appearances. Next pitch, ooh, called strike three right down Main Street. That one froze him. He was sitting on it all the way, hoping to take ball four, but instead he's going to take a seat in the dugout. Coda Strobel retiring his first hitter here in the third inning. It's also the first strikeout of the game for either of Jonesville's pitchers. Cleet Shakur at the plate, swings and misses on the first pitch to fall behind 0-1. Next delivery, that one taken above the belt for ball. 1-1 count. Base is empty, one out. Jackson leads Jonesville 8-2. Bottom of three. Next delivery bounces the dirt. So whenever this game wraps up, obviously we're going to have either the next team going to have to travel in to make it up here, and then from there both teams going to have to warm up again. So I would estimate probably maybe an hour or so. Again, it depends on when this game ends, depends on when the other game ends. As we got another pitch missing inside, Shakur is walked. A one-out walk for Shakur. And now at the plate, it's Joey Ortiz. So Shakur makes it on base for the first time in this one. He had a ground out in the first, sacrifice bunt, and an RBI in the second. First pitch for Joey Ortiz. That one misses inside for ball one. Let's get Columbia Central leading currently over Quincy. Winner heads here to Jay High. For the next game, loser will have to play at East Jackson. Pickoff move at first for Shakur. He dives in safely. Strobel in the stretch. Quick glance over his left shoulder. Next delivery pitch high. Now a check throw after the pitch. Going to be diving in safely again for Shakur. Catcher Carson Young keeping a close eye on him. Meanwhile, 2-0 count for Ortiz. Walked in the first inning, singled in the second. He scored two runs and stolen a base. Next pitch, swing and a foul tip behind. 2-1. Shakur trying to steal second as well. He's going to have to retreat. Jackson very aggressive on the bases, but very good reason, especially in this game with this shaky Jonesville defense so far in this one. Next delivery bounces in the dirt, gets away from Young all the way to the backstop. And he was stealing base anyways. Shakur in with his steal. First steal of the game for him. Among many other Jackson steals. So a runner on second now for the Vikings. One out. Chance to add to their six-run lead. Pitch right down the middle for a called second strike for Ortiz. Count runs full, 3-2. Payoff pitch for Strobel. That one low. Ball four. Back-to-back walks after getting a leadoff strikeout. Combined eight walks in two-hit batters by this Jonesville pitching staff. Runners on first and second with one out. Now the third baseman, Spencer Bush, at the plate. Going to take a high pitch above the belt for ball one on the fastball. Step off, Pickoff attempt at second. Diving in safely is Shakur. And it was close. Really getting a big lead off the bat. Next delivery swing and a pop. This one up and out of play. Over the Jonesville dugout to the right. Jackson football here. Man, that is a loud train passing right by us. Passenger train as well. And a quick look at this baseball game here. That's going to run in and get Bush. Another hit batter. That will load the bases with one out. Joe Walraven, the first baseman at the plate. We got a step off and a throw to third, and that's going to be offline, but diving in safely is Shakur. Boy, Cota Strobel really keeping a close eye on Shakur specifically, really getting big leads off the bag. Shakur on third, Ortiz on second, Bush at first. One down, Jackson leads 8-2. Walraven taking that first pitch, 1-0 count. Next delivery, swing and a miss. That one foul tipped into the glove, so stopping the play dead after the ball got away from Young a little bit. 1-1. Walraven drawing a walk in each of his first two plate appearances here and scoring a run. He's got a swing and a grounder to first. Force out at home to get one out, and that's going to be the only play that's made. So a wise play there by the first baseman, Maverick Baker, to save another Jackson run from scoring. Bases remain loaded. Two outs now, but the score remains at 8-2. Now at the plate, it's the catcher, Brady Curtis. Ooh, first pitch runs inside. Curtis falling out of the way of that one, but it dings off his bat. We've seen that earlier in this game as well for Kylan Davis. So what should be a ball instead is a foul. Next pitch, swing, and a short pop right to the mound. Strobel able to step forward to make the catch, and that will retire to the side. So Jackson threatening with bases loaded, one out. But Jonesville able to play good defense from there, close out the inning without allowing any further runs to be added to the Jackson score. It remains 8-2 Jackson over Jonesville. Top of the fourth inning coming up next. Back in 60 seconds, this is the Outlet Classic presented by Aspen One Hour here on WKHM.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Get ready to rev up your spring with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. They make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors. And don't sweat the maintenance. Their two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, they've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this spring work better with Performance Automotive Northwest. Located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Outlet Classic coverage continuing here from Jackson High. About midway point of this one. Top of the fourth. Jonesville trailing Jackson 8-2. Connor Dockery here on WKHM. Live coverage today is brought to you by the Sykes Group of Morgan Stanley, Phelps Towing, Wolverine Seal Coating, and Kelly Express Mart. throwing out the remainder of his warm-up pitches for the inning. Nate Ehlert looked very strong through three. Some shakiness initially in the top of the first inning with his command, but he has since then shored that up, and some strong defensive play behind him has helped limit any potential damage from this Jonesville batting order. As we got a swing on the first pitch, line drive, and it lands ahead of the left fielder, Kylan Davis. So as I say that, a leadoff base hit on the first pitch for Maverick Baker, the first baseman, getting his first base hit, the third base hit overall for Jonesville. One run in each of the first and second innings for the Comets, but after a leadoff double for Carson Cornilla in the last inning, he got doubled off on second on a pop-out, and then a ground out from there. Jonesville getting retired in order. But now here again, they got some ground to make up, but just got to get some pressure on Ehlert. See if they can get some runs across, maybe chase him from the game. We'll see if they can chip into this right here. Runner on first with no outs. Now here's the third baseman, Talon Titus. Takes the first pitch for a ball. Now taps his bat in home plate, lines the bat up. 1-0 bounces in the dirt. Good block by Curtis, preventing movement there from first by Baker. 2-0 count. Titus 0-for-1 in this one. He grounded out to lead off the second inning for Jonesville. Fastball misses up and out. 4-3, and then a pickoff throw at first after the fact by Curtis, with Baker stepping back in safely. Both teams, a lot of pickoff attempts at this one. 3-0, showing bunt, holding off. That one's right down the middle for a called first strike. Good delivery there from Ehlert. So far, two runs on three hits as we got a stolen base attempt on the next throw, and... Ooh, what was that call even? Did they call him out? So a stolen base attempt by Baker. He moves up anyways with the walk, but obviously that's probably what the umpire was signaling. Like, hey, it was a walk. Doesn't matter. So a walk by Titus, and now there's going to be a mound visit here for the Vikings, trying to calm down Nate Ehlert after allowing the first two batters on. A leadoff single, line drive to the outfield by Maverick Baker, and now a walk for Talon Titus. Just the second walk issued by Nate Ehlert. Actually, the first one issued since the start of the game. Carson Cornilla getting on a walk. Are we getting a pitching change here? We might be. Ehlert actually moves to first base. And we are going to get a reliever in. So he is going to take his warm-up pitches. We're going to step aside for a moment here. Let's take a 30-second timeout while he warms up. This is WKHM Al Glick Classic coverage right here for you back in 30 seconds.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
So back here at the Al Glick Classic. Nate Ehlert relieved after three innings of work, didn't end up getting any outs in the fourth inning. But after a leadoff single and then a walk, getting some base runners on with no outs, he's going to swap at first base with Joe Walraven. So Joe Walraven now warming up on the mound for the Jackson Vikings. So as of right now, Nate Ellert allowing two runs on three hits, two walks, one strikeout, one hit batter, and one wild pitch. Obviously, that run count can change depending on if Jonesville is able to score here, as Maverick Baker and Talmatitis are Ellert's base runners. Those will count against him if those come to pass. So now at the plate, it's the designated hitter Cordell Tressler for the Jonesville Comets, number six in their batting order. Jonesville trailing Jackson 8-2 here in the top of the fourth. Next pitch, swing and a miss after a first pitch that missed inside. 1-1 count for Tressler. Tressler hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance back in the second. Scored the second of Jonesville's runs. Next one, swing and a fly ball. This one going to right field. Rivera getting under it, makes the catch. And no movements up to second base by Baker. Good throw back in by Rivera. And a huge first out by this Vikings defense. Baker at second, Titus at first. One out. Here is the right fielder, Ian Doyle, for the Jonesville Comets. Again, Jackson looking to snap a 10-game losing streak coming into this game as we got a swing and a foul pitch to the backstop, falling behind 0-1. Ian Doyle, 1-for-1, had a single in his last plate appearance. Was able to advance on a pass ball, but not able to score. 0-1, right down Main Street. Great location for Walraven. 0-2 count for Doyle. Of course, best case for Jai right here. Either a strikeout or a ground ball double play. Swing and a line drive. That one slices foul along the third baseline. Boy, that would have done damage, especially with this deep, deep outfield fence in left field here at Jai. Very interesting dimensions here. A shorter but higher fence in right field, but then I should say a closer in and higher fence in right field, but then a shorter fence and a farther fence in left field. Swing and a miss. Ian Doyle goes down on strikes. Huge second out for Joe Walraven. Comes in, immediately gets two quick outs, and of course, one of them being a strikeout. Good stuff for him as Cody Drake now at the plate, number eight hitter in this Jonesville batting order. This one swung on, popped up, and that's going to be gloved by the catcher, Brady Curtis. And Walraven doing the job in relief after Jonesville getting the first two hitters on. Nate Ellert gets relieved by Joe Walraven. He gets three quick outs, and just like that, the top of the fourth comes to an end. Score remains 8-2, Jackson over Jonesville. Bottom of the fourth coming up in 60 seconds. This is the Outlet Classic presented by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here in the bottom of the fourth inning of our first game today, Jackson leads 8-2 over Jonesville.
This is the Al Glick Classic brought to you by Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Connor Dockery with you. WKHM got a pitching change for the Jonesville Comets. Cody Drake moving in from short to the mound. Talon Titus moving from third to short. And we've also got a new infielder here at third base in the form of Bryce Owen. So a couple changes right there as Jonesville trying to limit Jackson from adding any more runs to their lead. Jackson, of course, doing the bulk of their damage, really all their damage, in the first two innings. Three runs in the first, spearheaded, of course, by four walks and a double. First pitch is going to be a swing ground ball right back to Drake on the mound, and an easy relay to first base to get out number one. Jaden Rivera, leadoff hitter, retired on a single pitch. Also a change over there at first. That's Carson Young now at first base for the Jonesville Comets. So Drake, first pitch here to Nate Ellerts. That's going to be a swing and a miss. So three runs on a hit, four walks in the first inning for Jackson after trailing 1-0 going into the bottom of the first. And then they, after leading 3-2 going into the bottom of the second, called strike three for Nate Ellert. Boy, Cody Drake, this is exactly what the doctor ordered for Jonesville, really painting the strike zone, getting a couple quick outs now, including a called strike three. His first strikeout in relief. And now Kylan Davis, number nine hitter for Jackson, just trying to keep the inning alive. Jackson then struck with a couple hits, five runs on four hits, three errors as well, committed by Jonesville, helped by two walks and two hit batters in the inning. Mixing a sack bunt in there. You put yourself in these bad situations. Jackson's been able to come through each time. Got a bunt attempt by Davis. He misses the barrel. He falls behind 0-2. Bases empty, two outs, as Cody Drake looks to make this a quick defensive inning for the Comets. Winding the pitch, swing and a pop. This one's up and out of play. That one bangs off the wall of the Jackson Vikings football facility there, behind the Jonesville dugout along the first baseline. Still an 0-2 count. Sun back behind the clouds now. It was nice to have a little bit of daylight there for a bit. He's got a half-hearted swing and a miss, back-to-back strikeouts for Cody Drake. Comes in relief, retires the Vikings in order for the first time today. And that'll do it through four innings. Jackson leads Jonesville 8-2. Top of the fifth inning, coming your way in 60 seconds. This is the Al Glick Classic, presented by Aspen One Hour here on WKHM.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here from the Al Glick Classic, Jackson High School, 8-2, Jackson over Jonesville. Now the top of the fifth inning as we enter the latter stages of this one. Jonesville still some work to do. But at the plate, got a pinch hitter here in place of Lucas Kaiser in the nine-hole spot. As Joe Walraven still on the mound. First pitch, a swing and a miss. This is Weston Tucker now at the plate for the Comets. Next one in there, called strike two. So Lucas Kaiser in the spot, he grounded out in the second inning in his lone plate appearance for Jonesville. Next delivery up and away on the fastball. So Nate Ellert in the start. Pitched a quality three innings, allowing two runs, three hits, two walks, one strikeout, one hit batter. As we have a check swing, broke the plane. That's a strikeout. Weston Tucker goes down on strikes. And Joe Walraven coming in and gets his second strikeout in relief. He retires the leadoff hitter. Brings back the top of the order with the center fielder, Carson Cornilla. Lineup first pitch, swing a line drive. This one drops ahead of the left fielder. Kylan Davison gets past him, rolls nearly to the wall. Joey Ortiz struggling to get this one back in play as well. That is going to be a one-out double for Carson Cornelia. He's had a hot day for the Comets. A walk and two doubles with a run and a steal. Just the fourth hit of the game for Jonesville. First allowed in relief by Joe Walraven. So in the last inning, first two batters on. Nate Ellert gets relieved, and then immediately three quick outs for Walraven. He retired his first four hitters until that double just now. Meanwhile, a check throw back at second. He steps back in safely. So now a runner on second with one out. 8-2 lead for Jackson over Jonesville, but Jonesville threatening here. Next pitch, low and in. That one's going to be a ball, and then a successful steal of third by Carson Cornilla, his second steal of the game. Runner on third with one out for the Jonesville Comets. Also got a pinch hitter right here for Jonesville. It's going to be Brant Nichols. Next pitch, that one misses inside. 2-0 count. Next one misses inside again. 3-0. So just like that, Joe Walraven, who's been great with his command so far in relief after allowing this double, now trying to get back into the strike zone with Brant Nichols. In this spot for Marshall Baker. Marshall Baker hit a sack fly with an RBI in the first inning and then popped into a double play in the third inning. Next pitch does find the zone. It's now 3-1. Trying to hold the lead at 6 for the Vikings with that runner on third. Next one in there and a called strike two. Runs the count full. Some score updates around the Outlet Classic. Looks like Columbia Central did get the win over Quincy 4-1. So Columbia Central should be heading over here to take on the winner of this game. And the next one, pitch taken low, ball four. A walk drawn by Brant Nichols in relief. First walk issued by Walraven in relief. Runners on first and third with one down here in the top of the fifth inning for the Comets. And now the catcher turned first baseman, Carson Young, takes the first pitch low and in, and an uncontested steal of second by Nichols. No throw. Two in scoring position with one out. In the stretch. 1-0 delivery. Swing and a pop. This one goes to left center field. Getting under it is the center fielder for the catch, Joey Ortiz. And that is going to score another Jonesville run. Sack fly and an Aspen one-hour RBI for Carson Young. With Carson Cornelia scoring from third, that makes it 8-3. Jackson's lead cut to 5. Meanwhile, Nichols holds at second. Two outs. Here's Maverick Baker. Actually, check that. He was replaced, obviously, in the last half inning defensively, popped out of play. This is Bryce Owen at the plate instead of Maverick Baker. So Owen at the plate. Fall behind 0-1, trying to keep this inning going. Potentially adding some more runs as we got a pitch missing inside. One ball, one strike. So as I mentioned to Columbia, looks like they got the 4-1 win over Quincy. Lumen beating Reading 16-0. They advance in the tournament. We got a swing ground ball right to third. It stays fair. Throw across the diamond is in time and on target. Excellent throw by Spencer Bush to retire Jonesville. Although Jonesville does add one to their total, they score one run on one hit. No Jackson errors. One runner left on. And the score is 8-3. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning as live coverage of the Al Glick Classic continues in 60 seconds here at WKHM, presented by Aspen 1 Hour.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free 1-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen 1 Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Bottom of the fifth inning for the Jackson Vikings at the plate, leading Jonesville 8-3. Here in the latter stage of this one, of course, a couple of other results already in place. Lumen moving on in the tournament. Columbia Central moving on in the tournament with Columbia Central taking on the winner of this game. We've also got the Onsted up 10-1 over Concord. So Onsted, if that result holds, they will be taking on Lumen Christi in the next round of the Al Glick Classic. Very good teams in that matchup, if that's the case. So leading off this one for the Vikings, Eric Lopez, number one in their order, shortstop. Still on the mound for the Jonesville Comets is Cody Drake, who came in relief for the last inning, and he retired the bottom 7, 8, 9 hitters in Jackson's lineup in order. One ball, two strike count now. Then a half-hearted swing breaks the plane. It's going to be in the dirt, so the throw by the catcher over to first base in time to secure the strikeout. Second straight strikeout. I should say third straight strikeout, actually, for Cody Drake, dating back to the last inning to retire the leadoff hitter here. That brings in the second baseman, Khalid Shakur, who looks at a fastball low and inside for ball one. Wind up in the pitch for Drake. That one, fastball, is going to be missing above the zone for ball two. Khalid Shakur doing a little bit of everything in this one. Grounded out in the first. Sacrifice bunt and an RBI in the second. And then a walk and a steal in the third. Next pitch, that one finds the strike zone. Two balls and a strike. Next one, swing and a miss ahead of that changeup. Changing speeds on him, working to perfection. 2-2 count for Shakur at the plate. Wine of the pitch. That one misses up and in, having to duck out of the way of that one. Draws another ball, 3-2 for Shakur. Base is empty, one out. Jackson up 8-3. Wine in the pitch. Called strike three. That one froze up Shakur. Four straight strikeouts for Drake, and he retires the first two batters in the inning. This brings in a number three hitter, center fielder Joey Ortiz. One for one in this one. A single, two walks, two runs, and a steal. First pitch right down Main Street. Called strike one. Some more people here in attendance here at Jackson High. We got a swing and a line drive. This one is into the glove of the left fielder, Marshall Baker. And that's going to retire Jackson in order for the second consecutive inning. Great relief pitching for Cody Drake, including four straight strikeouts in there. Four strikeouts for his six outs that he's got. Score holds at 8-3 for Jackson over Jonesville. We head to the top of the sixth inning. Coming up in 60 seconds, this is the Outlook Classic, presented by Aspen One Hour here on WKHM.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for summer classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
8-3 lead for the Jackson Vikings over the Jonesville Comets now in the top of the sixth inning as they look to continue adding to their lead here. The first three innings, very slow moving here from Jackson High, but these last couple, very fast for both sides. Today's coverage here at WKHM brought to you by Jim Winter Auto Group, Jackson College, The Brokerage House, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, and Industrial Steel Treating. Looks like before we get the inning going, we have a quick mound visit here for Jackson. I don't think we would get a pitching change here, although that is actually what it appears to be. You don't really see that often. Usually you get the new pitcher warming up before the inning gets going, but we had Joe Walraven warming up, who has done a great job in relief, pitched the last two innings, allowed one run, one hit, two strikeouts, and a walk. Looks like he is coming back on the mound. Not sure what's happening here. Looks like we are actually getting a pitching change. So it looked like we were, then we weren't, now we are. It looks like Eric Lopez is actually going to be a new pitcher here for the Jackson Vikings. So we are going to take a quick timeout while he gets warmed up. Back in 60 seconds, it's 8-3 Jackson over Jonesville on WKHM.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now. For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability. Reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here from Jackson as the new reliever for the Vikings, all warmed up now, Eric Lopez. He is now on the mound for Jackson as the number five hitter. Third baseman Talon Titus now at the plate for Jonesville, taking the first pitch low for ball one. A couple defensive changes as well that we will notice. We got a swing line drive, this one high and deep to right field, and that's going to be in the glove of the new right fielder, Kylan Davis, for the first out. This will bring in the designated hitter, Cordell Tressler. So defensive changes. We got Eric Lopez now pitching for Jackson. Khalid Shakur now at third. Spencer Bush is at short. First pitch well above the zone for ball one. Jane Rivera now at second base, and then Joe Walraven goes back to his first base spot that he started the game in before doing some relief pitching. Next pitch in the dirt for Lopez. That's going to be ball two. So Jonesville just getting one run in each of the first, second, and fifth innings. Trailing by five. We've got a swing and a grounder. Make it a liner right into the glove of Khalid Shakur at third. And that's a quick second out. Great positioning. Great reaction. Flashes the leather. Two down and as many hitters. Now at the plate, it's the right fielder Ian Doyle for Jonesville. Swing and a line drive. This one is a base hit. Finds the green in the center field. That's going to be a two-out single. Looks like this actually is a pinch hitter here for Jonesville in place of Ian Doyle. It's Jonas Summerlund getting that base hit. So now at the plate, it's Cody Drake as Summerlund gets a steal of second. A throw offline from the catcher. Not able to get him out.
Place it one.
So Summerlund at second. Two outs, trailing Jackson by five. Got a swing and a pop. This one up and out of play to the right-hand side. Oh, 2 count for Cody Drake. Cody Drake 0 for 2. Did get an RBI ground out back in the second inning. Next one. Pitch misses up and away for ball one. A little bit of a breeze here from Jackson High School. Cloud coverage. Swinging a pop. This one in foul territory. Trying to run this one down. It will land untouched there from the first baseman, Joe Walraven. Made a good effort of that one. That one lands in foul territory along the fence there. Out towards the bullpen pitching cages there. 2-2 count for Drake. Trying to keep this inning going for the Jonesville Comets. Next pitch swing. This is another pop, and this should be playable by the catcher. Brady Curtis makes the catch, and that will retire Jonesville in the sixth inning. Score remains 8-3. We're back in 60 seconds. Bottom of the sixth inning is next here from the Alguit Classic, presented by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
Get ready to rev up your spring with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. They make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors. And don't sweat the maintenance. Their two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, they've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this spring work better with Performance Automotive Northwest. Located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Bottom of the sixth inning from Jackson High School, and the Jackson Vikings back at the plate, leading 8-3 over the Jacksonville Comets. Remaining in relief, it's Cody Drake. He's done some phenomenal stuff for Jonesville. He has seen six batters. He's retired all six, and four of them by way of the strikeout. Leading off for J-High, it's the third baseman, Spencer Bush. At least he started the game at third base, has since moved to shortstop. First pitch, that's going to run in and get him. Not the way that Cody Drake wanted to get his first base runner on. But another opportunity for Jackson to add to their run here. Leadoff batter is now on first. As we got Joe Walraven in now. Covers the Owlglick Classic, brought to you by Grimes Plumbing and Jim Winter Auto Group. Thanks for hanging out with us this Saturday morning as we got a big swing and a miss for Walraven. Falls behind 0-1. Walraven, two walks and a reach on a fielder's choice, so he's 0-1. Has scored a run on an error. Got another swing and a miss, 0-2 for Walraven. It's Cody Drake looking for the first out of the inning. I can see Columbia Central pulling in now. They got the 4-1 win in their first game. They got a swing and a miss. Fifth strikeout in relief for Cody Drake. And that's the first out of the inning. Here's Brady Curtis. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Next one's got a swing and a pop. This one looks playable, but it is going to land out of play next to the Jackson dugout. 0-1 count. Brady Curtis, he is 1-for-3. A one-run single back in the second inning. Reached on fielder's choice in the first and was caught stealing. And then he popped out in the third. The very long inning in this one, of course, being the second inning where the Vikings saw 11 batters go to the plate, scoring 5 runs on 4 hits. Another train coming through right here next. Passenger train looks like a swing and a ground ball to short. Throw to second in time for one out. Throw to first offline. Can't get the double play. But at least for Jonesville's sake, does retire the leadoff base runner and get the second out of the inning. So Spencer Bush retired on the bases. Brady Curtis now on first base with Jaden Rivera now in at the plate, number 7 in the Jackson batting order. Still 8-3 over Jonesville. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, half-hearted swing and a miss. Strike one. After this inning, Jackson will try to get 3 outs in the top of the seventh without allowing any more than well, allowing Jonesville to get at least to the score that they're at now. Trying to secure a Game 1 win. Trying to advance to take on Columbia Central for Game 2 in this Alglet Classic. Got some sprinkling coming in again. I mentioned there was a chance at further showers, but no more delays unless there's any more lightning. We've got a swing and a ground ball right back to the mound. Drake, pick up, throw over to first in time to retire Jackson here in the sixth. So no runs, no hits, no errors, one runner left on. Still 8-3 Jackson. Top of the seventh coming your way next in 60 seconds. This is the Alglet Classic presented by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Jackson Vikings looking to close out Game 1 of their Alglet Classic Tournament here at Jackson High School, leading 8-3 over the Jonesville Comets, now in the top of the seventh inning. On the mound, looking to close this thing out, it's Joey Ortiz. After Eric Lopez pitched in relief a single inning in the sixth. Mentioned the rain picking up once more here from Jackson High School, but anything short of lightning, looks like we're going to try to tough this thing out, try to get these games going. But after this rain that we're currently seeing, we should be clear for the rest of the afternoon, at least based on the radar and forecast that I saw before this game took place. So leading us off for the Jonesville Comets, it is Weston Tucker in the number 9 spot. He came in as a pinch hitter back in the 5th inning and struck out. In this place in the 2nd inning, it was Lucas Kaiser who grounded out. So Jonesville trying to get at least 5 runs here in the top of the 7th inning to try to come back. Joey Ortiz looking to shut the door on any notion of a comeback. First pitch, swing and a pop out of play, up and behind, over the backstop. 0-1 count for Tucker. Joey Ortiz playing at center field before this relief appearance. Swing and a miss for Tucker. Falls behind 0-2. Great spot for Ortiz to try to retire this leadoff hitter. Before Ortiz, it was Lopez in the last inning, only allowing the one hit. Otherwise retired the other 3 batters. Pitch misses low in the dirt on the fastball. It's going to be a 1-2 count for Weston Tucker. Rain showers easing up just a little bit. Just a very light sprinkle now from Jackson. In the stretch, 1-2 on its way. Swing and a grounder. This one goes to third. Pick up by Shakur. Throw across the diamond is in time to Walraven to retire the leadoff hitter, Weston Tucker. Phenomenal defense today by the Jackson Vikings. No errors committed in the game so far, compared to 3 errors committed by the Jonesville defense. All of them in that third inning as we got a swing and a line drive for Cornelia into the right field glove of Kylan Davis to get the second out. It's the first time that Carson Cornelia has gotten out in this one. Came in with two doubles and a walk with two runs scored before that line out. So base is empty, two outs. First pitch, swing and a miss for Brant Nichols. With Joey Ortiz trying to get this last out, trying to secure a 8-3 victory for his Vikings. Off speed, misses in the dirt. One ball, one strike count for Nichols. Wind up at the pitch, another one in the dirt. So in this spot, the number two spot for Jonesville, it was Marshall Baker to start the game. Had a sack fly, an RBI, and a pop out into a double play. Nichols took over in the fifth inning, drew a walk, and stole a base. Next pitch, fastball misses high, ball three. Ball two, rather, 2-1. Next pitch, that one misses just below the knees. Three in a bit. That was ball four. I was right. The scoreboard was wrong. Ah. Disappointing there. So a walk, two-out walk for Brant Nichols. Now at the plate, it's Carson Young, who started the game as the catcher for Jonesville. First pitch, big cut and a miss. 0-1. In the stretch, next deliver. Called strike two, and Jonesville down to their final strike in game one of the Outlet Classic. Swing and a miss. And that'll do it for game one of the Alglick Classic. 8-3 is the final score. Carson Young goes down on strikes to finish this one. Final score is 8-3, Jackson over Jonesville. So, I mean, overall, great stuff by Jackson. Again, initial shakiness pitching from Nate Ellert in the first inning, but he recovered, finished that inning strongly, and he pitched a strong three innings. Allowed two runs on three hits, two walks, one strikeout, one hit batter. He gets the win. Meanwhile, from there, great relief pitching as well for Joe Walraven, Eric Lopez, now Joey Ortiz in this seventh inning. Meanwhile, for Jonesville, just very shaky pitching. Carter Meixner only getting a single out, allowing three runs, three walks, and a hit in that first inning. And then Coda Strobel allowing five runs, four hits, five walks, and a strikeout, pitching through three. And then Cody Drake coming in relief from there, pitching the last six innings, only allowed a single base runner in those last three innings for Jonesville's pitching. But Jackson, majority of their damage done in the first two innings. Three runs in the first, five runs in the second. Jonesville only scoring one run in the first, second, and five innings for their runs in this one. So, once again, final score is Jackson 8, Jonesville 3. We're going to have a break between games, I would say at least 30 minutes between games as both teams get warmed up. Jonesville will head to East Jackson for their second game, losing this one. And Jackson, meanwhile, will stick around. They'll be taking on the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. A nice cross-county matchup here for game two of the Alglick Classic. In the meantime, we're going to step aside, send it back to regular programming, and stick around. We'll have more continued coverage of the Alglick Classic right here on WKHM, brought to you by Aspen One Hour.
think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free one-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen one-hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
Good morning, Jackson. We are Dana Brown and Kim West, the Brokerage House Real Estate Sisters. I'm Dana, and I love connecting people to the community and helping you find where you truly belong. And with Kim making sure every detail is handled, together we bring you the Brokerage House signature experience for both buyers and sellers with expert guidance, strategic marketing, and a plan built just for you. Together, let's make your next move your best move. Brown and West Real Estate Sisters, 100 South Jackson Street, Suite 100 in Jackson, or check us out at our Grass Lake or Lakeside offices.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for summer classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast of high school baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Today's live baseball coverage is brought to you by Tom Coffee Softwater, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson Public School, Form Energy, Grimes Plumbing, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Omni, Phelps Towing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Kelly Express Marts, Jim Winter Auto, Jackson College, Jennifer Scanlon at the Brokerage House, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, and industrial steel treating. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.